be chapter 4, please. And we're going to talk about the religion of rock music. And I want you to look at this verse because it deals really with the spirit and the other spirits. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Again in Exodus chapter 32 and verse number 18, and he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. Rock music, like Hollywood, has a religion. It has a spiritual entity it follows. It has a system of worship that it follows. Who is the God of rock music? He comes in many forms, but it's actually Satan. But he comes in many different forms, many different gods, I should say. But he is the main God, just like besides Satan is the God of this world. Music, that rock music and music of its nature, rap and other music, that's all a part of this world system. It's not a part of what God has designed. It's not a part of the harmonization. This music has very little to do with harmony and a whole lot to do with rhythm and beats is what it has to do with. And we'll talk about that a little bit, but we'll also expound on that later in another message. But the Bible tells us that there are two spirits in this world. There's the children of disobedience. There's that spirit, and then there's the spirit that lives in the child of God. And rock music, if you're a born again believer, that ought to bother your spirit. That ought to bother you. There ought to be something about it that you know is not right. Now, some people are saved and they've never heard that before. But you know what? I'm going to give you some examples of some things today of what worship or what religion rock music is, what its religion is. And I think it'll make sense to you here. Rock music, number one, rock music came from voodoo worship. It actually came from voodoo worship. And you say, well, what do you have to back that up? Well, their own words. Their own words discuss exactly what they believe and where they come from. So we'll take those. Music researcher Leonard Seidel said this, as with the colony slaves, they brought with them only their worship of gods, their dances, and their drum beats. Elaine Southern states this, there is no question that Haiti was the central place where African religious traditions synchronized with Catholic beliefs and practices to produce voodoo. The ceremonies centered upon worship of the snake god Dambala. Snake god, that's Satan. Dambala. Through singing, dancing, and spirit possession. Elaine Southern, the music of black Americans. The snake god. The music, the same beats. It was exactly the same. Just researchers, not Christian researchers, not born-again believers, not people that love Jesus Christ, not people that have a Christian agenda. Understand that. These are people that are just music researchers. They're just telling you the plain truth. They're not offended. Why? They don't care if it comes from voodoo. Why do they care? So they're just going to tell you it comes from voodoo. That's where it comes from. Their religious worship was based on drums and dancing. And as they worshiped a god or demon, the ultimate experience was to have their bodies possessed by that demon. The rituals were grossly sensualistic and sadistic. It's their worship. It's their god. Further, Miss Darren writes that it is upon the drummer that the burden falls of integrating the participants into a homogeneous collective. It is like the drumming which fuses the 50 or more individuals into a single body, making them move as one. As if all of these singular bodies had become linked on the thread of a single pulse, a pulse which beats, sending the body into a slow, serpentine undulation, which begins in the shoulders, then the spine, legs, and hip. Darren, Divine Horseman, page 235. These are all researchers. One of Jimi Hendrix's friends, his father was a voodoo priest. And the first time he ever heard Jimi Hendrix's music, this is what he said. Rocky's father was a voodoo priest and the chief drummer of a village in Ghana, West Africa. Rocky's real name was Kwasi DeZorno. One of the first things Rocky asked Jimmy was where he got that voodoo rhythm from. When Jimmy demurred, Rocky went on to explain in his halting English that many of the signature rhythms Jimmy played on guitar were very often the same rhythms that his father played in voodoo ceremonies. The way Jimmy danced to the rhythms of his playing reminded Rocky of the ceremonial dances to the rhythms of his father that his father played to the god of thunder and lightning. Those same beats and the rhythms and the sounds are the exact same that are used to conjure up devils and demons for possession. They're the same. It's the religion of rock music. It's ceremonial religious music. And God's people have no business mingling it with Christian music or mingling with the world's music. They have no business mingling themselves with that garbage. Robert Palmer said this, "The idea that certain rhythm patterns or sequences serve as conduits for spiritual energies," by the way, just so you know, Robert Palmer is not a Christian. Robert Palmer was a songwriter, if you ever heard of him. He wrote a lot of songs with the Beatles and others and other groups, and himself was a singer. "The idea that certain rhythm patterns or sequences serve as conduits for spiritual energies, linking individual human consciousness with the gods, is basic to the traditional African religions and African-derived religions throughout the Americas. And whether we're speaking historically or musicology, the fundamental riffs, licks, bass figures, drum rhythms that make rock and roll rock can ultimately be traced back to African music or primarily spiritual or ritual nature." He's saying it's all black African tribe music of voodoo. That's what it is. That's what they use. That's where it came from. Makes sense, because when you watch those people dance, they look like they're possessed with something. You watch some of those dances, they look like they're possessed. Something has taken them over. I'm not saying they're all devil possessed, but the music is leading them to move like that. Why? It was supposed to. That's what it was designed to do. Little Richard said this, "My true belief about rock and roll, and there have been a lot of phrases attributed to me over the years, is this. I believe this kind of music is demonic. A lot of the beats and music today are taken from voodoo, from the voodoo drums. If you study music and rhythms like I have, you'll see that it's true. I believe that kind of music is driving people from Christ. It is contagious." Little Richard, quoted by Charles White in The Life and Times of Little Richard, page 197. "The blues were an indigenous creation of black slaves who adapted their African musical heritage to the American environment. Though taking many forms and undergoing many permutations through the years, the blues formed the basis of rock and roll. Probably most important, the slaves accustomed to dancing and singing to the beat of drums in Africa emphasized rhythm over harmony." Always. Contemporary Christian music does the same thing. Emphasizes rhythm over harmony. That's what it does. Why? It's supposed to. In 1982 interview with one of the fathers of rock and roll, Jerry Lee Lewis, researcher Steve Turner asked, "What power falls on Jerry Lee when he performs?" Lewis replied, "The power of voodoo." Makes sense, right? Mickey Hart, the drummer of the Grateful Dead, said this, "It is hard to pinpoint the exact moment when I awoke to the fact that my traditional rock and roll did have a spirit side, that there was a branch of the family that had maintained the ancient connection between the drum and the gods." They don't seem to be denying anything, do they? The Rolling Stones album used voodoo headdress in their album Goat's Head Soup. Why? Because that's their religion. It's their religion. Do you think these names come up out of nowhere? Is that what you think? You think these people just, "Oh, I think this will sound good, so I'll just use it." Really? No, it means something. Remember, they're artists. So it means something in a name. It means something when they use the name. But not to most people. They just, "Oh, whatever, it's nothing." No, it means something to them. You ask any artist, when they name something, when they paint something, when they do something, when they write something, it means something to them. They name it something because it means something. Represents something. Fleetwood Mac used the same beats and wore the voodoo priest outfits. He did. If you look at his, you can see that online. I mean, I don't recommend you go there, but I mean, you can see it online. You can see that that's exactly what he wore. He's doing it because that was his religion. That's what he believes. Voodoo is used to summon devils. If you go back in the history of American pop music, you're constantly fighting hidden elements of voodoo influence on rhythm. The sensibility is there to, said David Byrne. Jimi Hendrix, his album Voodoo Child, his song Voodoo Child. Why was he saying that? Why was he calling himself a voodoo child in that song? Well, because that's exactly what he was doing. It was his religion. That's what they believe. That's what the music goes along with. That's where they got it from. If you look at who influenced Elvis Presley when they went down there, that's the same music that was being played at those nightclubs when he went to all those black nightclubs down there. That's the music that was being played. And they were all into spiritism and mysticism and voodoo and all those things. That it's common knowledge, but nobody wants to dig into it. Why? Because you might have to make a decision that you separate from evil. That might be have to happen, and you don't want to make that decision. So I just don't investigate it, and then my life is easier. I don't have to make hard decisions for God. Well, you know what? God called His people to make those hard decisions, to be separated and to be different. What are you afraid of? Living for God? Think about it. Why are we so afraid to live for God and to separate from evil? Is there a hint of rebellion in your heart? Is that why you like that music? Is that why we like it? Because there's a hint of rebellion there? Or is there a whole lot of rebellion being hidden in a package? Young people sometimes hold on to that rebellion and they wait till they turn a certain age so it can explode and they can live the way they want. If you don't believe me, come on, I'll line up this screen and I'll show you numbers of fundamentalist kids that I have watched, that I serve the Lord with and watched, and they're out there in the world doing all of this stuff that I preach against right now. Ask some of these young people that are 20, 25, 30 years old that have friends. Ask them where a lot of them are at and what they're doing. Ask them to go on their Facebook page and watch what movies they're watching and what music they're listening to and what they so proudly say that they're doing. Why? All because there was a root of rebellion in there. Nobody dealt with it. Gayless, a heavy metal rocker, said her concerts are like the ripping of flesh. A Ugandan who saw her performance said that what she did reminded him of a voodoo ritual which is practiced in Uganda, that if I were performing there, I would be worshipped as a high fetish priestess. So this guy came out of the Ugandan jungle there, came in and went to got into civilization. What is that? He said, hey, wait a minute. I see that back in the jungle, but I see that back in Uganda. That's what we practice for voodoo back there. You guys are doing it on stage and making millions. Back to the jungle, that's right. You're making millions. Making tons of money doing it. Rolling Stones album and song, how about the Rolling Stone album and their song, Sympathy for the Devil? Sympathy for the Devil. I know you've heard that song. If you've ever been out in the world, you've heard it. You know what their tour was called when they sang that? The Voodoo Lounge Tour. Oh, that's an accident. I don't believe in accidents. I believe there's a devil that pushes things, and I believe there's a God in heaven that leads me. And just as much as I know I'm led by the Lord Jesus Christ, I know they're led by their father, the devil. But see, I actually believe it. I actually believe it. That's why I'm preaching, because I believe it. Robert Palmer called it a central rock and roll paradigm, a kind of voodoo rooted in a vigorous tradition of celebrating nature and spirit that's far removed from the sober values of Western culture. Far removed from it. The sober values of Western, don't you see? That's when it all took place. We talk about the 50s and what a good time it was. What seeped in the 50s? Elvis Presley? Rock and roll. See, I don't listen to Elvis. Yeah, I know the stuff you listen to, if you listen to rock music or rap, is way worse than what Elvis sang. It's four or five generations worse and more deprived. where you have Miley Cyrus basically committing fornication on the stage. That's where rock and roll leads. Just doing where it leads. Then you have people like Cher that actually come out and act like they're appalled by it when she's the biggest tramp in the world. I mean, the most disgusting, nasty, vulgar woman in the world. Yeah, and she's out there saying, "Oh, that's terrible." What? Well, you taught her. You're the generation that taught this filth. You taught it to everybody to see. By the way, the second part of the religion of rock music is the god Pan. That's a heavy part of rock music. There's a cult called the Master Musicians of Jujuka. It's a cult of musicians that follow the god Pan, the goat god Pan. You've heard of Peter Pan. You've heard of all those. That god, he's a pervert. That's what it is. It's a pervert. It's a hybrid animal with man. That's what that is. It's a perverted thing. But the goat god Pan, Robert Palmer visited them and said this: when the music and energy were at their height, listen to this. This is what happened. He visited this cult, and this is what, listen, these people believe their religion, okay? They probably believe it more than most Christians believe theirs. But they believe theirs, okay? When the music and energy were at their height, the tribesmen milled in ecstatic trances. Their eyes rolled back in their heads, screaming like a great rending of the heavens. Pan himself was there. They're saying there was a manifestation of this false god there. Several times I witnessed the instant when the current began to surge in earnest and coursed through the quivering frame of a local shepherd. When the power came down, the shepherd suddenly wasn't there and someone else was looking out of the eyes that abruptly began to glow like ruby lasers. One night he came and jerked me out of the crowd and I ran with him. He leaped through a bonfire and then I was in the bonfire, surrounded by flames but unharmed. Then I was spinning like a top, spinning into darkness. "We have seen you though through the music," they, the Pan worshippers, told me. "Now you are one of us." Rolling Stones, March 23rd, 1989. Said he had that experience. Do you believe devils can do that? Yeah, I believe devils can do a lot of things. I believe the devil has a lot of power to do those things. I do. I believe he has the power to heal. I believe he has the power to do a lot of things. You can see it. By the way, the Bible does talk about, too, as well, in the end times, that these miracles will be shown and these signs and these wonders will be shown, and even the elect would be fooled. That's what he said. Why? Because he has a lot of power. That's why. It's just far too long God's people have flirted around with the devil and flirted around with his music and are numb to it. Don't think that he has any power or anything's going on there. The Bible says very clearly, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful dark works of darkness, but rather reprove them." Crowley, number two, Crowley's magic is a part of the religion of rock. Aleister Crowley, I showed you how his influence on aliens and the whole alien conspiracy and the lies about aliens and everything else that went on. I showed you his experiences there. Now, or his influence there. Now hear the experience of them in rock music, of Crowley's magic, M-A-G-I-C-K, his magic, his form of magic. Guitarist Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin is a devout follower of Crowley. In 1971, guitarist Jimmy Page bought Crowley's Volkshine house on the shore of Loch Ness, where Crowley practiced his hellish satanic sex magic rituals, including human sacrifices. Guitarist Jimmy Page actually performed Crowley's magic rituals during their concerts. Their song Stairway to Heaven carries the reference May Queen, which is purportedly the name of the hideous poem written by Crowley. Page had inscribed in the vinyl of their album Led Zeppelin III, Crowley's famous Do What Thou Wilt. Right there for you to see. Page and Robert Plant claim some of Zeppelin's songs came via occultic automatic handwriting, including their popular Stairway to Heaven. Jimmy Page purchased Crowley's home in Scotland, which overlooks Loch Ness, which was once a church that burned to the ground with a congregation inside. So Crowley thought that'd be a good place to build a mansion. Yeah, he's the devil, all right. That's why they called him the Beast 666. The Beatles have Crowley on the cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart as a man that was influential in their music. John Lennon explained to Playboy magazine that the whole Beatle idea was to do what you want. do what thou wilt as long as it doesn't hurt somebody. That's precisely what Crowley taught. It's the same thing. Crowley taught it. Do what thou wilt is the theme of rock music. Other people embraced the teachings of Crowley were Ozzy Osbourne. He called Crowley a phenomenon of his time. Ozzy even had a song, Mr. Crowley. You've had to have heard that song if you ever listen to rock music. I mean, I've heard it many times over. It's a rotten song, but it's real. He's singing it to a Satanist. He said, you fooled all the people with magic. You waited on Satan's call. Mr. Crowley, won't you ride my white horse? He's talking about the apocalypse, the end, him being the Antichrist or him being the one, the beast. On the cover, on the back cover of the Doors 13 album, Jim Morrison and the other members of the Doors are shown posing with a bust of Aleister Crowley. David Bowie referred to Crowley in his song Quicksand from the album The Man Who Sold the World. Graham Bond thought that he was Crowley's illegitimate son and recorded albums of satanic rituals with the band Holy Magic. By the way, I won't get into this today, but one of the things that Aleister Crowley taught in his Book of the Law, that he called it, was how to put hidden messages and talk backwards into things. So when you see the backmasking that's in music, Crowley taught that. And they only would know that if you listen, if you read Crowley's book, because that's where he teaches it at. Daryl Hall said this of the rock duo Hall and Oates. He admits that he follows Crowley. I became fascinated with Aleister Crowley, the 19th century British magician who shared those beliefs. I was fascinated by him because his personality was the late 19th century equivalent of mine. A person brought up in a conventional religious home, family, who did everything he could to outrage the people around him as well as himself. Saying I wanted to be like, I was just like him. I wanted to rebel against my religious family. So I did, and I did as much as I could to make that to appall them. Sting, formerly of the Police, has spent many hours studying Crowley's writings. The Marilyn Manson song Misery Machine contains the lyrics, we're going to ride to the Abbey of Thelema. The Abbey of Thelema is the temple of the Satanist Aleister Crowley. That's the cult. That's where he practices magic. That's the church of the cult there. That's what it is. Entertainer and rock star Marilyn Manson was once stated that Crowley was one of his favorite authors. On his album Antichrist Superstar, that's what he called it, the sentence, when you are suffering, know that I have betrayed you, supposedly rephrases a line from Liber al Vale Legis, be gone, ye mocker, even though ye laugh in my honor, ye shall not laugh not long. Then when you are sad, know that I have forsaken you. This is Crowley hated God. He hated everything to do with God. He was a sick, twisted, evil man. And these rock stars and their voodoo beats and everything else, they ascribe to Crowley. Why? Because it's all the same spirit. It's the spirit of Antichrist. If you don't believe that rock music and rap music and R&B is being led or is being used to lead people to the Antichrist, you just ain't paying attention. Because that's exactly what it does. It sure ain't lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ. It sure doesn't lead to a life of holiness and righteousness in God. Mick Jagger composed the soundtrack to another Crowley-inspired Kenneth Anger film, Invocation of My Demon Brother. See, they're not shy about telling you these things, okay? They really believe this. And thousands, millions of people buy their albums. Some Christians play their music and act like everything's okay. Hey, it's no big deal. It's just a song. Hey, it's no big deal. It's just a movie. By the way, lest you think that it's just the old time people that are like that, rapper Jay-Z, if you ever heard of him, he is a multi-millionaire, probably close to a billionaire. He's a Mason. Rapper Jay-Z has a product line, and across his sweater says, do what thou wilt. He has the skull that Masons have and Illuminatiists have. He was given a gift of a crystal skull by another rapper. I don't have time to explain why that is, but it's just occultic. It's part of the occult. It's part of being Masonic. It's part of the... If you've ever seen some of the pictures of Masonic pictures that were printed and made, you'll see a skull and crossbones, or you'll see a skull and you'll see a book there. The book is the Masonic book. It's the lost, the missing word of Freemasonry. Okay? The missing word, that missing link, so to speak, to Freemasonry, the key to Freemasonry. Anyway, Jay-Z had that, and he has that. He's a very influential rapper, probably the top of his game. He's probably the most influential one in the world, producer of music in the world. And he's a Satanist. He's an Aleister Crowley-ist. He's an Illuminati-ist. He admits that fully. Do you understand that these are all Masons and Illuminati people and New World Order people, and they're pushing their religious agenda on God's people? If you listen to it, they're pushing it. They're teaching that. They want to sway your kids away from traditional Christian values. So, I mean, you can pull the cover off of it and just tell you the truth of it. It's all satanic. That's what it is. If you listen to rock music, you're listening to Satan's music. Plain and simple. That's his music. If you're going to listen to it, then know you're listening to satanic music and you're in rebellion to God. And that's not my opinion. You can see it through the Word of God. It's rebellion to God. It's exactly what it is. And the message is in the beats themselves. The beats come from voodoo and the lyrics come from Satanists. Most of the rockers and the rappers' religion are antichrist. It is Crowley's music or Crowley's magic mixed in with voodoo and Satanism. Do what thou wilt. What I say to you is this. There are absolutes. You better understand right now, there is absolutely right and there is absolutely wrong. Rock music and everything else preaches to you that there are no absolutes. Oh, there's no absolute. You know, there's nothing. It's whatever you feel like doing. No, it's not. It's whatever God told you to do in His Word. You follow God. Don't follow what man says. Don't follow what Aleister Crowley says. Don't follow what rock musicians say, what rappers say, what Hollywood says. Follow what God's Word says. If you're going to get involved with rock music, know that you're getting involved with Satanistic music and you're willfully choosing to rebel against God. Because that's exactly what it is rebellion and fornication and witchcraft. No mistake about it. That's what it is. You can try to say, and we'll talk about this later. I don't have time to get it, but you could say, I'll Christianize it, make it better. You can't Christianize voodoo. You can't take voodoo beats that are used to drum up spirits and that work against the rhythms of your heart. You can't take those beats and try to put Jesus Christ with that garbage. It doesn't work. What does it lead to, though? The New Age. Emergent church, mysticism, and the New Age. That's what it leads to. That's what mixing those lead to. Why do you think Rick Warren stands on stage and says, man, I was happy the day I could play Purple Haze on stage? Purple Haze is Jimi Hendrix's song, Purple Haze. It's about drugs and fornication. And Rick Warren was very happy. Well, Rick Warren's a devil that's going to go to hell. So that's why he was happy about that. I hope somebody doesn't like that I said that. Because he comes out for Chrislam and he says, I'm not sure if homosexuality is a sin. Well, Rick, I'm real sure it is because God's Word says it is. It's wicked as the devil, Rick. And you and the Pope, too, are going to go on a slippery slide all the way to hell. You rotten prophets of the New Age. But see, you'll hate guys like me when I say things like that. And you don't like that, me talking like that. I'm going to tell you something right now, friend. You better thank God there's people that will tell the truth. I'm more worried about those guys leading people to hell than somebody being offended at the truth that I give. And you better be more concerned about it too, because their little mysticism and their witchcraft are leading millions to hell. Rick Warren, Joel Osteen, and all of those guys have millions of people following them on Twitter every day. Millions of them are following their false gospel. Millions of them are dying and going to hell. You know what Jesus said to those guys? You generation of vipers. Who's he talking to? The religious Satanists that were, by the way, well, I'm going to teach you on that too. There's, when Jesus was talking to them, when he said, you generation of vipers, he said it for a reason. And he was talking about something they were teaching, but I don't have time to get into it now, but we will talk about it sometime. They are preaching a hybrid worship. They are when a preacher can look at you, and I say that loosely because he's not really a preacher, but when a guy comes up and he can say to you that he was happy when he could sing Purple Haze on the stage, you really think that's spirits of God? You really think that's Holy Ghost led? Do you know where Purple Haze and Songs of the Light were played? Woodstock. What happened at Woodstock? The most debauched, wicked, rotten, disgusting, fornicating, wicked party. That's what happened there. Where they shook their fist at God in heaven. Where they mocked Him. And you're going to tell me where Jimi Hendrix played and all those guys? And you're going to say, I was happy when I could play Purple Haze on the stage in my church? What a devil. What a rotten devil. Just like the Pope. Just the same spirit as the Pope. Walking around now saying, well, homosexuality is, we need to reexamine these things. Because you don't even have to believe in God. As long as you follow your conscience, you'll go to heaven. Do you know what he's saying? Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Don't you understand? He's telling you to do whatever you want to do. It's the same spirit. It's the Antichrist satanic spirit. That's what it is. The Pope said it. Rick Warren is saying it. Joel Osteen is saying it. Rockers say it. Same spirit. No different. Same Antichrist. I know, because they say Jesus, they're okay. My goodness, are we that spiritually dumb now? Are we really that bad that just because somebody claims to be a Christian or they say Jesus and they have Christian on their church that it's real? Are we really that bad? Are we really that shallow in the Word of God that we don't get that? And if you want to know if I'm fired up, yes, I am, because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people kowtowing around these things and not standing up for the truth. They don't want to stand for what's right. They want to sit on the fence and worry about offending somebody. Listen, you know what? People are going to be offended by the truth. They just are, plain and simple. They are. They're going to be offended. You know what? I'm going to put these online, and there's going to be a whole lot of people that are going to be offended. I already know that. But I want you to understand something. That doesn't bother me. That doesn't change me one bit. Not one single bit. Why? Because I know what God's called me to do. I do know that. And I know that just like John was a voice of one crying in the wilderness, our time is short, friend. There's too many people that want to sit on the fence. You're going to have to get off the fence and do something for God. You're going to have to get serious. You're going to have to make a difference, because what's going on in this world today is we're trying to make everything the same. Nobody wants to be different. It's a sheep herd mentality. Just herd everybody together. Oh, we don't want to come out against this. Look what they're slipping through. Look what they have slipped through while everybody's sleeping. What have they done? Well, you got the Pope saying what he's saying. Well, he was never a Christian anyway. They're all Antichrist. But I mean, when I say that, I don't mean the people. There's a lot of people that don't know the truth. They don't understand that. I'm talking about the papacy and the priests. They know exactly what they're doing. There's a lot of blind people that don't have a clue what's going on. But those people up there, they know exactly what they're doing. But they were never right anyway. But you got all these prophets that are coming out. You got Billy Graham coming out. He's been saying it for years. He's been apostate for years. But he's been saying stuff like that for years. You've got all of these prophets coming out and saying all of these things, questioning Christianity. They won't preach on things like this on rock music. Why? Because they play it on stage. Because they look forward to playing Purple Haze on stage. That's why. So when men stand up and say the truth in a generation of soft, effeminate men, it can't be handled. Because God's men have to stand up in your families and lead. Lead. You know, it used to be that that's what men did. And you know, the funny thing is they didn't really care what their neighbor thought when they led their family. But you know what we have today? A bunch of men that are more worried about a popularity contest than they are standing for what's right. If you're going to go ahead and lead a family like that, please don't get married, and please don't have children, and please don't unleash those beasts out in the world. Please don't do that. Just stay single and live like a hermit somewhere. If you don't want to be a man. Because we got enough of that stuff out there now. Young people, you're going to have to decide whose side you're on. I don't care how long you've been saved or you've made a profession or anything else. You're going to have to decide whose side you're on. Because time is coming where you're going to have to prove it. Whose side you're on. Whether it's the Lord's side and you're not going to follow the crowd and follow the world. Someday you're going to have an opportunity to rebel against your parents. It'll be there. It'll be there. And there'll be nothing they can do about it. They'll pray and they'll weep and they'll cry, but there's nothing they can do about it. You're going to have to decide, am I going to live for God? Or if I'm going to live for self, am I going to do as thou wilt shall be the whole of the law? Is that what I'm going to follow? Or if I'm going to follow after righteousness? That's a decision you're going to have to make. Every man has to make that decision. But young people, you have to make that decision because you're going to be faced with it. You're going to be faced with a decision. What am I going to do? Choose you this day whom you will serve. Fathers, you better wake up and know your responsibility. And start teaching your children. They need to know how wicked these things are. They need to understand. I don't mean they need to delve into them. Of course not. But they need to know how wicked they are. They need to know why you say you shouldn't listen to that music. Well, it's just bad. I mean, that's great. That's a great answer. But you need to better start digging a little bit more. Start explaining some things. Why don't we watch movies? Well, let's see why. Why don't we listen to that music? Well, because they're Satanists. That's why. They're wicked. Father, thank you so much for your word. Lord, thank you for the truth of it. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for changing my heart all those years ago, Lord, and giving me a new spirit. Saving my soul and putting me on a different path. And Lord, I talk to people all the time and it breaks my heart to hear what they're going through. Ladies that want to live for God. Husbands that want to live for the world. Lord, I just pray that you'd please help these folks and help men to stand up and lead spiritually and love spiritually. Help us understand, Lord, this music, this rock music, rap music, all these guys, they're a different spirit, Lord. They're a different religion. It's not our religion. We don't need to have anything to do with it. That's not from our Bible. That's not what we believe. We don't believe do what thou wilt. We believe in thus saith the Lord. Help us, Father, to understand that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.